Now this is a dictation for Peter Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, May 2358. Address as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mr. Lindsay, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit was in February. Follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for myeloproliferative disorder, polycythemia vera. Sun edema, no hospital admission. Review system negative for change of weight, appetite, nausea, vomiting, or bowel changes or bleeding. Good urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood. Underlying atrial fibrillation, follows cardiology, Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. No syncope, lightheadedness, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system only positive for minor edema, lower extremities. Next paragraph, medication list review. Anticoagulated Eliquis, blood pressure, bisoprolol, Norvas, cholesterol treatment, on hydroxyurea. Next paragraph, blood pressure 90 over 60 on the left, 94, 62 on the right. No respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits. No ascites, tenderness, or masses. No gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, June, creatinine 1.3, baseline between 1.3 and 1.5. Macrocytosis 112, likely from hydroxyurea, hemoglobin at 14.8, and normal white blood cell platelets. Sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, GFR 56 at stage 3. No protein in the urine, no blood protein urine analysis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, sick AD stage 3, stable over time, not symptomatic. Next number, hypertension in the low side, but not symptomatic. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, myeloproliferative disorder with macrocytosis on hydroxyurea. Next number, high-grade stenosis, right vertebral artery, not symptomatic. No indication for procedures from what patient is describing to me. Next paragraph, continual chemistries in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.